Too many of us are not living our dreams because we're living our fears. Les Brown.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Hello and welcome to the Essential Oil Revolution. I'm your host, Samantha Lee Wright. If this is your first time here, welcome to the show. We are so happy to have you here. For those just meeting me, I am a mother of two, I am a doula and childbirth educator, and I'm a Young Living Gold leader. And this podcast was created mostly as an avenue for me to be able to educate my new customers, as well as all those around me who just wanted to learn more about essential oils. Now, over the years, it's grown into its own sort of beast. It is the world's number one top rated essential oil podcast. We've had over 1 million downloads to date. And every week, it's such an honor to bring you a new leader in the world of essential oils to interview on this show about essential oils, about health topics, about so much more. Today's episode is a very special guest on the show. Most of you will know her already, Melissa Pepin. Melissa Pepin is a Young Living Royal Crown Diamond and the creator of The Chemical Free Home and more. From her series of self-published books to her network marketing team that generates $16 million in annual sales, she still found time to launch her most recent success, Sweet Savvy Mineral Cosmetics, which was recently acquired by Young Living and launched as Savvy Minerals by Young Living. As an international motivational speaker, mentor, entrepreneur, and author, Melissa has a conviction in sharing her passion and belief with as many people as she possibly can. Before we dive into the interview with Melissa, as always, of course, let's pull a recipe out of our DIY dugout. This is where each week you, the listeners, submit your favorite DIY recipes using essential oils, and we share them here on the show. Today's recipe I'm actually pulling from the Chemical Free Home number 3 booklet by Melissa Pepin, who is our guest today. And the recipe is called the Diaper Pail Bomb. To make the Diaper Pail Bomb, you'll need 2 tablespoons of uncooked white rice, 12 drops purification essential oil, and 4 drops geranium essential oil. Mix the above together and place in a small organza sachet and place in or near your diaper pail. So simple, just one of the many amazing essential oil recipes inside the Chemical Free Home, number 3 by Melissa Pepin. We love receiving your recipes, so please email us your DIY recipe to have shared here on the show at revolutionoilspodcast@gmail.com. Make sure to include your name and your website if you'd like us to share that on the show as well.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life. And it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of a life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not-so-happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
So I'm here with Melissa Pepping, and we're going to talk about a lot of things today. And to start off, we'll talk a little bit about your journey getting into essential oils, specifically as your income stream and as your business, which is a huge part of what you do. Now, for those who are brand new to this world, there might be some terminology or things you don't know. I'm going to put a link for those resources in the show notes. So just look right below this episode. You can find the Young Living Income Disclosure and more helpful resources below. So, Melissa, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
I am awesome, Samantha. Thank you so much for asking me to be on the show with you.
Oh, it's such an honor. I mean, the story, your story, where you've come from, what you've done, it's so inspiring. So I want to pick your brain about everything. Let's start with sort of how this all began. You went from this small town girl to multi-million dollar entrepreneur, amazing, inspiring woman. And so how did this begin?
It began with me hating to be broke.
Yes. I feel that.
I mean, really, if I'm going to be honest, just being broke sucked. It just, life was so hard. It was so difficult. I actually, and it's funny because I didn't grow up in the small town that we live in now. I grew up in a different small town, but it was just outside kind of, you know, the city limits. And it's so funny because in rural Minnesota, when I say like big city, it was like a city of, you know, 80,000 people, and people are still like, that's small town. But I grew up in kind of a relaxed small town community. I didn't really come from money. My grandparents never, you know, had a lot of money, or if they did, you certainly wouldn't guess that they did. They were just hardworking. My grandpa was an entrepreneur. He actually was a tow driver. He had his own mobile gas station, you know, so just at a very young age, I watched the people around me work very, very hard. My mom was an entrepreneur. My other grandparents were farmers. So I really grew up watching people work hard, but at the same time, I also watched them struggle. And from a very young age, I just thought there's gotta just be so much more to life than this. Like, there's no way God meant for us to struggle this hard or to live in a constant state of want and in need, you know, out of necessity. So when I was 18, I actually dropped out of college. I made it 2 weeks and, it was just, to be honest, it was taking too long. I knew exactly what I wanted to do. We're sitting here in all these classes. I'm like, I'm learning how to accounting and receiving. And I'm like, this is boring to me. I just want to get out there. I want to work. I want to do something. I want to hustle. And so I started working at a marine store, actually selling snowmobile clothing. And, after a couple of weeks, I got promoted to doing finance there in the finance department. And about a year after that, got promoted to doing finance in, they had a car dealership, and just kind of started working up from there. So I made good money at a very young age. In my 20s, I was making a six-figure income. And the working really hard to do it, working long hours to do it. I mean, the car business is, it's really long hours, and you know, 80 hours a week. Leave when it's dark out, come home when it's dark out. My only day off was Sunday. We used to joke in the car business and say, if you ever want to get married, make sure you do it on a Sunday so you can go to your own wedding. Cause there was no such thing as, you know, days off.
Right.
And, when my now husband, you know, proposed to me and we started thinking about, you know, our life together, he was very much a farm boy. He was a country boy. And I knew that in his heart, he would want to end up moving back out to the country someday. And I'd have to give up, you know, living on the lake. I bought a house on the lake when I was 19. And that's when I ended up in a town of 72 people, not knowing what in the world I was going to do with my life. And I tried a few different things, you know, to make a go of it. And granted, I'm only 30 minutes from the town, you know, that I used to live in, but it's amazing how you can look at your surroundings and you can either say, okay, well, this is going to define who I am. Or you can look at your surroundings and you can say, I don't want to accept this. I think I can do something more with this. And that's kind of always what was in my heart. So as I tried to figure it out, you know, I failed a few times. I tried daycare after we had kids. I wanted to be able to be home with my kids. That was a really big thing for me. I did not have parents that were present in my life growing up. So I wanted to make sure that when I had children, I could do better and that I would be there for them. So I, you know, wanted to be the one to see them get on the bus in the morning. I wanted to be the one to see them get off the bus at night. That was just really important to me. So I thought daycare was the answer. Turns out doing daycare was not the answer. let's just take a moment for the people who are successful at being daycare providers, because there is a special place in heaven for them.
Yes.
It's absolutely incredible. And I give them so much respect and so much props. So dabs to them, because I could not be that person. But there was one summer day, it was actually July 10th of 2010, I was on my back porch. I had a cup of tea in my hand and I was watching my 9 daycare kids, you know, run around the backyard. And as much as I loved the sound of their laughter, a really emotional moment hit me that my son was going to be turning 1 soon. And I felt like I hadn't been able to connect with him during the most precious part of his infancy, you know, that nursing and the bonding and everything else, because I was doing daycare. So I was raising 8 other children while I was, you know, and I knew he was going to be my last baby. And I realized it wasn't the life that I wanted. And we were broke. I had balanced my checkbook that week. There was $7.41 left in it. And it was a hard moment for me. I had to realize a few things. Number one, I wasn't the mom I wanted to be. Number two, I feel like I missed out on this most precious part. Number three, I grossly miscalculated my ability to be able to sustain the family finances and be at home. So these fears started to hit me. Was I going to have to go back to work? Was I going to have to warehouse my own kids in daycare for 60, 70 hours a week again? And it was emotional, and I started to cry, and I started to get really depressed, and called my sponsor that day in Young Living. I had been a member of Young Living since 2000. And so I had used the products for ourselves and totally fell in love with them. And I knew that she was, you know, really fairly successful at it. They were able to live wherever they wanted to in the country. They had moved around a lot. They had a gorgeous home. I actually used to work with my sponsor's husband in the car business. So I'm a smart woman, and you know, started putting two and two together. I'm like, well, financially, they're obviously doing pretty good. So that income has to be better than what I'm doing right now. So I gave her a call, told her the situation I was in, and we've always been good friends. And that was the day, though, for the first time that I'd ever said to her, I want in. I'll never forget those words. It was like some secret mafia thing. Like, I want in.
I felt the exact same way when I got introduced, and kind of similar. I saw a friend of mine, all the things that it had done for her, and you know, her making more in 1 month than I made in a year, and me being tired of being broke and struggling and loving everything about essential oils and what it does for people. And then that moment where you do say, you know what? I'm in. It does feel like this sort of, yeah.
But here's the funny thing, Samantha, I didn't know how much money she made. My sponsor never talked to me about that. And honestly, I think it's incredibly classy when successful women do keep their finances, you know, more private, and there's something to that. So we never got into those discussions of how much she was making. I had never seen an income disclosure statement. I don't even think one existed at that time. So there was nothing for me to, you know, like, okay, Google, how much does a Young Living diamond make? There was not that ability to do that. So now brace yourself. This is what I thought she was probably making. I'm thinking she's probably making around $5,000 a month. Yeah. Now we laugh. And, you know, I never asked her that question. I just assumed. And I thought $5,000 a month probably wouldn't be a bad day at the park. I can take it. It's something, and I still, you know, get to be at home. But I am not going to go door to door. I am not going to be the Avon lady. I am not going to be like the Mary Kay lady. I am not going to do these parties. So we're talking on the phone, and you know, she asked me, she goes, well, you know, what are some of your income goals? I'm like, well, I need to make like $500 like now. So like within, you know, this month, next month. And I said, you know, maybe within a couple of years, if I could be making $1,000 a month or, you know, $2,000 a month, but ultimately my goal would be in, you know, 5 years to make $5,000 a month. And she just got really quiet. And I thought, oh crap, you can't even make that. I overshot this so far. I'm, you know, guessing ridiculously. And she's like, well, I think we can, you know, I think that should be doable. And she's so humble and she's so modest. I absolutely love her. And, turns out by the end of that year, I was already making my 2 year goal. And, you know, the rest, as I say, there is history, but I still will go take walks down Main Street in the small town that we're from. And I'll just kind of look around and I can't help but wonder how many people think like this is it, and they don't think beyond what's in their heart. The town that I'm from is one of the poorest cities in the entire state of Minnesota. The average income per person, according to the government census in the town that I live in, is $16,740-some per person per year. And when I discovered that about 5 or 6 years ago, I kind of made a fun goal to myself. I said, I want to change that. I want to change the census, but not only change the census, I want to change it so fast and to a degree that it actually confuses the government census people, that they'll have to like call me or something. So 2 years ago, the government census report came out. Now I'm so excited. Like I take out this big packet and I'm like, here we go. Here it is. Here's my moment. And I'm filling it out. And yeah, I got a call back and they said, you made a mistake on the income portion. We were asking for your monthly income and you had given us your yearly income. And I said, no, that was my monthly. And I've got, there's two other platinums that live in this town now also in my team. So we really threw the government census off that year. Yeah.
You really changed the census. Yeah. That's fabulous. That's fabulous. Now I don't want to get too much into the business here, but I just have to ask, I'm sure you get asked this all the time. How in the world did you do this in a town of 72 people?
Well, it's really not that difficult. I started with the people that I knew, and I just started sharing what I was falling in love with. And because of budget reasons and out of frugality, and my grandma, it was the same way. I mean, she made her own laundry soap. She'd make her own lye soap. She'd, you know, make her own cleaners. You know, the floors were always washed with, you know, water and vinegar, and you know, she'd squeeze a little lemon into it. So I grew up watching these things. And so when finances became tight for us, I reverted back to a lot of that. And so it started with my daycare moms seeing it. And two of my daycare moms really, you know, fell in love with it. And that's kind of how it started. And then we just started teaching classes, and they'd show up to pick up their kids, and it turned into this mini class. Cause they're like, well, what are you making today? I'm like, I just had to make some wood cleaner. You know, one of the cabinets is looking a little rough. They're like, well, how do you do that? I'm like, well, come here, I'll show you. You know, and then I'd show them, and it just was this, I lived the lifestyle. I made the lifestyle attractive, and people naturally wanted to know how I was doing that. So I attracted that to me. It wasn't me going out and saying, okay, look what I'm doing. And I also got involved in the community. I started teaching community ed classes. So I got loud. I got heard.
Yeah. And you attracted that to you. That's what I love of, you know, a lot of people really get shut off, or they think they would never want to do this type of business model because they don't want to hunt people down and chase leads. And it's like, good, I don't want to work with you if that's what you want to do. I want you to learn how to be the kind of person and live the kind of life that inspires other people to want to do the same. And it feels way better. Yeah.
Yes. And I hate stigmas and I hate labels. I hate that. I'm the glam girl who is still gonna, you know, I'm the glam girl that loves American muscle cars. I'm the glam girl that still, you know, we are so redneck sometimes. That's just us. And I hate labels and I hate stigmas. And so when I really thought about doing this business, one of the things that really bothered me is what people thought of network marketers or people who do network marketing. And I just decided, you know, I'm going to change that persona. I'm going to change that perception. And even with people who do essential oils, we can sometimes get the stigma of being crunchy or wearing nothing but long skirts and making everything from scratch. There's that hippie, crazy oil lady in the woods label. And it didn't have to be that. It could be anything that I wanted it to be. Green could be glam. Doing essential oils could be sexy. And I could be a professional earning a professional income, and I could make this business look incredibly attractive, sexy, and professional just by being myself. And that's exactly what I did.
Beautiful. Now, Melissa, speaking of essential oils, I have to ask, if you were stranded on a desert island with only 5 oils with you, which would they be and why?
Well, out of all fairness, we're now also a cosmetics company. So I'm going to change this up just a little bit. Obviously, I'm going to have some lip gloss with me because my lips are going to get incredibly dried out. So I need them to stay hydrated. So that's number one. I'm going to have my lip gloss with me. Number two, not necessarily an oil product, but because I wouldn't be able to have all of my Ningxia Red with me. Obviously, I'm on a deserted island and it's probably pretty hot. I would want to have my Sulfurzyme with me. I cannot live without that supplement. So that'd be the number two thing. Number three, I'm probably going to be pretty stressed out on that island and my thoughts will probably get the better of me. So I'm going to want to have some frankincense so I can just stay nice and calm. Plus take care of my skin. Peppermint, obviously got to keep cool. Is that four? I would say the fifth thing I would have to have with me is Envision. That is my favorite oil. I use it every single day. That oil is so very near and dear to me. I would have to have it with.
That's beautiful. I think most of our listeners are probably pretty familiar with most of those, except for Sulfurzyme. Do you want to just touch on that a little more and let us know what that is?
So Sulfurzyme is the supplement with MSM. It has wolfberry in it. So a lot of times if I'm traveling and I can't take my Ningxia Red with me, and I actually learned this tip from Carla Green. And so when we went to France on the diamond trip, she challenged me to do carry-on only for 11 days. And I did it.
Wow. That's impressive. My,
yeah, no, yeah.
The and glam I've never girl.
Done it, and I've never done it again. I'm like, I did it so I could say I could do it. Don't need to do it again. But Sulfurzyme is incredible for hair, skin, and nail health. It keeps my body just at its peak performance so I can keep up with all the day-to-day activities. I hustle a lot and I hustle all day long. So I'm up at, you know, about 6:15 in the morning and it's go, go, go until, you know, my head hits the pillow, usually about midnight or 1 a.m. So to be able to keep up with that kind of lifestyle, I need to be able to stay focused. I need to have clarity of mind. I need to have energy. And I can definitely notice if I go without my Sulfurzyme. So
yeah. Thanks for sharing that tip.
Yeah.
Now, what's just one, maybe two things about essential oils in general that you just wish everyone knew?
Have patience. You know, I think the number one thing is that people, they're either not using enough or they're not using it long enough. And I wish people could just take a moment to be comfortable and have faith in the product and to realize that it brings you back to such a beautiful one-on-one process. And as a mom, I remembered, you know, like Paige got sick for the first time and being able to just rub her down with oils to help her stay comfortable during this process, you know, to just help her rest a little bit easier, help her feel a little bit more calm. And it was this beautiful thing of being able to every, you know, hour, every half hour, you know, I was rubbing oils on her back or rubbing oils on her feet. And it became this beautiful, incredible bonding experience. And I had looked at some of my other friends, you know, that were young moms too, that weren't using essential oils yet. And it's, you know, give them this medicine and then check on them again in 6 hours. For me, it was this gorgeous hands-on process. And I wish that more people could just see the beauty behind it and that it's not just a product, but it is something that really can bring your family together and it becomes this beautiful thing.
I love that. It is beyond the product. And I think as consumers, we're so used to this product does XYZ and that product does XYZ. You do it once, you take it, you forget about it. It's supposed to do its job. And essential oils sort of require us to take more of an active role. And it really brings us into that space of having to be more present and more hands-on and more intuitive. You know, people always get scared or I don't want to use the wrong oil or I have to, you know, find the perfect one or use the perfect amount. And I say, you know what? It doesn't work like that. It's not a perfect rocket science formula.
Right.
You have to be an active participant in that process. And as you said, it can be such a beautiful thing.
There's no science to it. The other day, my head was just really, I could feel a lot of tension and I just, it was getting crabby and I was getting irritable and noise was bothering me and light was bothering me and life was bothering me. And, you know, I went to the oil cabinet and I didn't even, I was so crabby. My eyes were hurting and everything else. And I'm like, I'm not even going to look at anything to see what I should even do. I'm just going to grab two oils out of this cabinet. And I think I ended up grabbing lavender and I don't even know what the other one was. Some crazy thing I wouldn't even thought of using. And the thing is that I put it on and I thought, you know, if nothing else, it's going to help me just relax and be a little bit calm and probably just take the edge off of my bitterness at the moment. And, you know, it worked and it felt incredible. So I often will tell people, if you're confused on what to use, literally just grab the oil nearest to you and put it on your body, because it's a lot better than what you're doing right now, which is nothing.
Exactly. Well put. Well, I have so many more questions to ask you, Melissa. Let's take a short break to thank our sponsors. And we're back with Melissa Pepping, the creator of Savvy Minerals and the Chemical Free Home and so many more things, amazing things. Now, the first introduction I had to you, Melissa, was the Chemical Free Home booklet. I started with number three, actually, because that one's kind of geared more towards moms and babies. And that's where I was at in my life. And then I quickly acquired the whole set and I loved it so much. So how did the Chemical Free Home come to be, and what is that for people who might not have read that before?
So the Chemical Free Home series was really, it really goes back to how I was raised and being able to make a lot of your own things. And it's so easy to make a lot of your own things. And so in the beginning for me, again, as I had stated, like it came out of necessity, out of budget. Like it was the necessity to need to be frugal. And we had really done a lot of things, and even growing up, to just be more green, you know, reusing containers, using glass versus plastic, recycling your grocery bags or your shopping totes and all of that. So that part has always been like a natural instinct to me. I used to sew a lot of my own clothes, and it's something that I hope to get back into again, because I do really like it and I miss it. I just don't have the time for it. I made my prom dress.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah.
What did it look like?
It was beautiful. It was pink. I had spent 36 hours hand sewing glass beads onto the top of it.
Wow.
Anyway. So the books, I should say, were really to take those things that I was already doing, those bath soaks I was making, the kitchen sprays I was making, the linen sprays, the room sprays, and showing people how to incorporate that into their life, and that it really, you know, it is easy. And, you know, making your own laundry detergent. That was actually one of the last things that I swapped out. And a lot of this stuff happened for us out of health necessity too. Our second child, Tyler, had a really horrible skin condition that he was diagnosed with at about 6 or 7 months old. And so we really had to start looking at what were the food triggers, what were the environmental triggers, and things like sodium lauryl sulfate and fragrance used in nearly every product was a huge trigger to him, along with parabens, methylparaben, isopropylparaben, butylparaben. So we needed to start finding products that didn't contain those things. Now, of course, that was nearly impossible. And the ones that I was finding were incredibly unaffordable for us at the time. So I started looking at how to make my own, and started kind of almost reverse engineering some of these products I'd go look at in the stores, and I'd be either taking a picture of the ingredient label and then going home and trying to hack it and trying to, you know, create my own. Sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't work, sometimes it was hilarious, the results. But everything in the books have all been tested out on, you know, not tested on animals. I tested it on my kids. And to be able to put those recipes into books, and even some of the things that my grandma used to make, and infuse them with essential oils and make them more modern to my lifestyle now. And it really was an honor and a blessing to be able to share that with the world. The book series has sold over 500,000 copies, and to know that they're in so many hands out there, and they've just been rebranded and relaunched. So it looks more like a high-end couture magazine. It fits that whole like gorgeous, sexy vibe of, you know, green can be glam. And it really is an engaging book that makes you just want to be able to flip through the pages. We did, you know, real-time photography, no stock images. And the book titles now, there's the first one essentially is Housekeeping. Two words, because housekeeping truly is an art, and it's preserving the integrity of your home. And when you're using the most superior products and ingredients, that's exactly what you're doing. You know, I'm not putting harsh chemicals on my wood products. I'm really taking care of this piece of furniture, and I'm preserving it, and I'm preserving the integrity of it. So it becomes an heirloom piece that I can pass down to my kids. And even, you know, when I'm, you know, mopping the floors or doing the wood treatment on our hardwood floors, $1,000. I'm taking such a beauty and care in that process because I know one of my kids is going to live in this house someday. You know, this is our forever home. It'll be in the family forever. And so to be able to preserve, you know, my home that way, because harsh traditional products, those chemicals can be so damaging on our surfaces, not just on our bodies, but on the actual surface we're using them on too. We can, you know, strip the finish off of the floors. It can, you know, so to be able to have something so pure and pristine to really preserve the integrity. So that to me is housekeeping. It's not a chore. It's not something we have to do. It's something that we get to do to help preserve our home. The second book is Face and Body. So that's everything you're going to want for your face and body, your bath and body. And then number three is Baby and Mommy. And the thing that I'm most excited about in the Baby and Mommy book is that there's a section on how to make your own baby food. So moms, listen up. I wanted to be able to say that I never gave any one of my children food from a jar, baby jar food, that I wanted to be able to say that I made all of their baby food. And I did that. And it was an incredible feeling. And even while, you know, being out on the go, still, they, it's so rewarding as a mom to know that I did that. And so I took the recipes that were my kids' favorites as babies, and I put them into the Baby and Mommy book. And they're infused with essential oils for flavoring. They're gorgeous, beautiful recipes. It introduces different flavors to their palate. So really enjoy that process because it's incredible and it's so much fun and it's so rewarding to be able to say that you did it too.
Well, thank you so much for those books. They really are such an amazing service you've provided for the world. I mean, you know, 500,000 people, that is incredible. I want more. I want everybody to have these books. I mean, it would just change the way that our whole country really runs, you know, thinking about people replacing those chemical products that, you know, all that money going to big CEO companies that don't care about our health, and then putting that power back in the people's hands to say, you know, you have the power to take control of your health, your body, your children's health. And I think your booklets are just the perfect place for people to start somewhere. And they're so accessible.
Thank you so much. And my intent behind them too, is that it really would impact generations to come. You know, my son was doing dishes last night. He's like, Mom, we're out of dishwasher detergent. I'm like, okay. He's like, well, I can make some. Where's the book?
Oh, like, yes. How old is he?
He's 9.
Oh, that's so precious. Oh,
but I love being able to do that. And there's one recipe that I'm just kind of working on and perfecting right now. So there's some new recipes in the books as they've been upgraded and relaunched. But I was just working on one last night in the kitchen, and it's for the sink. And just, you know, sometimes our stainless steel can get looking really dull, and I've almost got it perfected. And, you know, so my daughter was spraying it. It feels so dang good, Samantha, knowing that they're using products that I don't care if it gets on their hands. I don't care if they breathe it in. And the combinations of oils used in it is making her a happier person. It's a win-win.
Absolutely. And as I said, and this is just proof, there's such accessible little booklets that even kids can do it. You know, it's not complicated. They're very easy reads. So we'll be sure to put links for that in the show notes as well. I have to get those from you. I can't wait to see the updates. That's so exciting.
Thank you. You should actually email me your address because I would like to send you a set as a thank you.
Oh, well, twist my arm. Sure. Okay. Well, the last thing I really want to dive in before you go, if you have time, I don't want to keep you too long, is Savvy. Savvy Makeup launched, gosh, just this past year, with now being a part of the Young Living product line, but it wasn't before then. So let's start at the beginning. Why did you decide to make your own makeup? What did that process look like?
I had evolved from, I had horrible skin in my 20s. And so makeup was really making that worse. And all I really knew was liquid makeup. And the worse my face got, you know, cover it more and cover it more. I actually had to wash my face midday, reapply all my makeup because my face was, you know, so full of blemishes and broken out. And so in my late 20s, someone had introduced me to mineral makeup. And so I went to a salon, I checked it out, used it, noticed a difference in my face, but I didn't necessarily like, you know, how it felt, but I knew it was definitely a step up from using liquid foundation and using makeup that had a lot of junk in it that I just didn't want on my body anymore. And so when I stumbled upon a particular formulation of foundation, I really fell in love with what it was, and I fell in love with the idea of what more it could be. And so I thought, what if it didn't contain bismuth? What if it didn't contain talc? What if it didn't contain cornstarch? What if, you know, all these, you know, how could this be better? And so that had always been on my mind for years. Like, how could this be better if it didn't have this and it had this instead? And so the more that you intently think about something and the more that you emotionalize with the idea of something, you'll start to become aware of the opportunities that are falling right in front of you. And I ended up meeting a local artisan that was making an incredible product. I got together with her, we had lunch, and you know, I just basically said, you know, if this line didn't have this, but it had this instead, and could we make it more this and, you know, do colors like this? And by the end of that meeting, I basically had designed what it was that was in my heart for years and had just, it was pulling at me to just ask the question. And so I asked the question, I go, would you design this for me? Could this be my collection? Will you, you know, work with me on this? And so that day I was able to find a vendor who could do for me exactly what was in my heart, exactly what I wanted to do, the vision that I saw. And I launched a makeup company. And it was, it moved so fast. Come to think of it, Samantha, I don't even really think I told my husband what I did that day. And he's such a green personality that he's such a logical thinker that he immediately would, if I would have talked to him first, said, hey, you know, this has been on my heart for a long time. I'm thinking about doing this. You know, what do you think? He would have went through all the logistics of it. Instead, I came home from that meeting and I said, I'm going to launch a makeup company. And I think he's become so used to just, oh my God.
Yeah.
You know, okay.
I have to ask, I hate to interrupt, but I have to ask, have you always been this fearless?
Gosh, that's a good question. Bob Proctor says that I'm an unconscious competent, that I've been doing this without even really knowing what I've been doing for a very long time. I don't know if to say fear, you know, I've been independent for a very long time. From a very young age, I had to take care of myself. I had to figure things out. I really think that I have just been groomed through so many obstacles and challenges to be this person that I just don't even stop to question it anymore. If there's something that I want to do, I do it. I'm just so firmly resonated with the belief that he won't put a dream in your heart that you can't hold in your hand. So if I get an idea to do something, it's meant to happen. It's meant to explore further. And so I like to be able to do that. Now I see all kinds of ideas all day long for different entrepreneurs to do or different things for people to do. And they don't resonate with me. But the moment that I see something that makes me stop in my tracks, and if I can like visualize or see that in my life, I know that that's something worth chasing. And it's, you know, one of the next projects that I'm working on is just that. It's been in my heart for so long. You can't shake the idea. Now, when you're sitting there with something like that, an idea, and you can't shake the thought of that being a part of your life, or you doing that, that those are the things that you need to act on. And so for me, cosmetics was definitely, I'd always wanted my own makeup line. I had always wanted something beautiful like that. And I had spent so much time in Young Living learning how, you know, for me, my personal journey was with my skin. So I spent so much time learning how to use the products to really be able to take care of my skin, get the skin that I wanted to. And I noticed what it did for my confidence. And I couldn't wait to show that to other women. And then I started to incorporate the powerful entrepreneurial message into that. And then that's why I wrote my last book, Before Beauty, which is a complete manual on how to have unstoppable confidence. But I noticed that when I started to combine the two, all of a sudden I was seeing women become confident with how their skin was looking, become confident with how they're feeling on the inside. But there just was one more thing missing. And so makeup was that piece, but I didn't have anything I could recommend to them. I didn't have anything I could talk to them about until the collaboration of this started to happen of, this is a reality. I could have my own makeup line and I could have it be exactly what I want it to be. The colors, the feel, the ingredients, the integrity, everything. And there was no way I was going to miss that opportunity. There just was no way. Nobody could have said anything to me to make me change my mind. It was the most logical next thing to do in my life. It was without a doubt the piece that was missing. And there was no way I was going to not pursue it. That's just all there was to it. I didn't even think about how it was going to change my life. I only thought about how so many other women. So that day I created a Facebook page. It was so funny. People asked me my marketing plan. I created a Facebook page and it caught on and people really liked it. Now, granted, most of my audience was the Young Living audience. And I think that's where it started to make some noise at Young Living and they started to notice it. But two conventions ago, I was at the AromaShare event and I had my makeup there for the first time. And from 7:30 in the morning until 8 o'clock at night, my line was 3.5 hours long. And people stood in it and nobody was upset and nobody cared that it was 3.5 hours. And I took the time to work with every single person that came up. We color matched them. I listened to them. There's so many women that would walk up to me and just the tears just wouldn't stop. And they just said, I don't feel beautiful and I want to feel beautiful. It's my time to feel beautiful. That is such a vulnerable thing for a woman to admit. And I can't tell you what an honor it is every time somebody trusts me enough to show me that side of their vulnerability. For a woman to walk up to another woman and say, I don't feel beautiful and I just want to. Samantha, that's powerful. It really is. And I started to think, now, of course, I had in my ultimate vision the hopes of Young Living someday wanting my makeup company. We kind of quote unquote joked about it, you know, at the office. But it was that convention that I was first approached. And the, I mean, the rest just, you know, went through its natural process. But the thing that I'm most excited about is that the makeup has found its home. Young Living is its home and it's where it belongs and it's where it always did belong. And the thing that I'm most excited about, though, is how many women in the role of leadership are now going to get to experience what I did in that women walking up to them and having that vulnerable moment. And you get to walk someone through that process and put makeup on their face. And you get to see that reaction when they turn around. And it's, oh, it's amazing. It is amazing how powerful cosmetics are.
It is. I have to share sort of my, where I've come from, my sort of cosmetic journey, as you can say it. And I used to be very scared of makeup. And I used to feel like because of sort of my circle of friends and who I was or who I wanted to be, like I wasn't allowed to wear makeup or I was vain or I was a bad person or and I was also at the same time very conscious of chemicals and I didn't want to put chemicals on my face. And as you said, a lot of the mineral products out there are very expensive and it's very hard to make that accessible. But really that was an excuse. I was afraid of makeup and what it meant if I wore it. And when Savvy launched at a convention with the confetti and everything, you know, I'm sitting there going, oh, great. Now I have to learn about makeup. And I was not happy about it at first. I was happy about people that were excited about it. But me personally, I was just kind of like, oh, crap. Now I gotta learn about makeup. And what does that mean for me? And so it was a very slow process. But when I did finally order my first order of Savvy Mineral makeup, and even the process of color matching and picking the colors, I kind of went through this process of having fun with it. And then when it arrived and it's beautifully packaged and it's got these fun kind of confetti around it.
That was huge for me. And when we went through the process of, you know, Young Living buying the company, I had told them, I said, the one thing that I really need to make sure that you realize is that when I send out makeup, it is wrapped like a gift. And I'll see all these pictures on Instagram of women who've gotten their order from me. And they're like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. They haven't even opened it yet. They're literally just took a picture of the package.
Right.
Because it's wrapped like a gift. And I said, you have to understand that as women, we rarely do things that are truly for ourselves. And I wanted women to order this makeup, get it, and set it to the side because they were going to wait until they have a glass of wine tonight to open it up, or they were going to wait and have a cup of
tea
and open it up.
That's exactly what I did.
Yeah. Yes. And it was funny because I'm at this meeting and all these guys are looking at me like, huh? We can't just put it in the Young Living box. I'm like, no, no, it's got to have its own box. It has to look like a present. It has to look like a gift. It has to be beautiful. It has to make women go, oh my gosh, this is my makeup came. And so I am so grateful that, and what the marketing department and the whole cosmetics team at Young Living came up with, that box is so beautiful. That belly band around it, oh my word.
Gosh, yes.
And just how it's laid out in there. And I just picture all of, you know, like the workers in the warehouse, like these, you know, macho guys working in the warehouse, right? And they're having to take
put the dainty
this lipstick,
yeah,
and put it in the box with the dainty crinkle paper. And then they've got to put the belly band on it. I kind of laugh silently to myself many times during the day thinking about that.
I love it. I love it. Well, and even the process of applying the makeup, I feel like is different than just regular makeup because it requires brushes and it requires sometimes mixing with some misting spray and, you know, kind of painting it on your face as opposed to just slapping it on there. It sort of requires that of you.
It becomes a beautiful process, but it also, people are falling in love with the process because they know that it's good for their skin. You see, when you've taken out the bismuth, which is a skin irritant, it aggravates the pores, it puts stress on the respiratory system. When you take out the nanoparticles, which penetrate into the bloodstream. When you've taken out the talc, which my God, just go look at the Johnson & Johnson lawsuit right now on talc. So when you have taken out the fragrance, the talc, the bismuth, the parabens, the nanoparticles, you get this gorgeous creation with ingredients that are actually, that kaolin clay is like putting silk on your face. And so it becomes this process that women love because they know that it's good for them versus when you were putting makeup on that you knew had questionable ingredients, that has such a lower frequency. I mean, just talk about frequency. That has such a low frequency to it because you know what you're putting on your body isn't good. So what does that do for you for the rest of the day versus how you increase your own vibration, your own frequency by knowing what you're doing to your skin, your face right now, you're using the most superior products, the most pristine ingredients, the most well sought after sources of them, you feel amazing and gorgeous and sexy and confident about what it is you're doing. And then the way you look, I mean, my goodness,
it's gorgeous.
I'm watching these before and after photos and it's so much fun. It's so much fun. Everyone's having fun with it. I told people, just take good care of my baby. And everybody is doing just that.
I love it. You're such a gift. All of these gifts you've given to the world. It's just such a blessing to have you as part of our the Young Living family. And just as like a citizen of the world, Melissa, I'm not even joking.
Okay.
So before you go, Melissa, we always like to ask our guests these closing questions. And the first is just briefly share with us what your daily health habits look like.
There's one routine that I am not ever without this. In fact, I have like this little pink, little pouch, zippered pouch, and it's full of Ziploc baggies of these three supplements. I look like a junkie and it's always in my bag and I'll pull it out like random times during the day. And I'm just opening up I look like a little lady, like opening up my Ziploc baggies and I'm pulling out my, you know, pills and swallowing them. It drives my husband crazy, but it's in a cute bag. It says no way, Rosé. So, at least it's cute, but it's Sulfurzyme, Agilis, and Super C. And this, I call it my sex combo. And this has given me a mate. Like I look at how my hair looked a couple years ago and it looked really damaged, really dry, really brittle. It was losing its protein. And I look at how my hair looks today and I'm like, oh my word, can I just get rid of every picture from a couple years ago? So I take two Sulfurzyme, one Agilis, and one Super C. And I do that three times a day. I'll just pop them like candy, like periodically as I remember. But that combo, I will not be without.
Cannot forget the sexy combo.
The sexy combo. And I do my makeup every day. So of course, now that's a Young Living product routine, but I do my makeup every day. I want to feel beautiful. I want to feel my best self every single day. And that's something that makes me feel confident and put together. And, you know, even if I'm not going anywhere, my rule is get cute for you. So I definitely do that.
Now, finally, what's just one thing we should all ditch completely and replace with something healthier today?
Oh, your makeup.
Right?
Oh, goodness. That's such a vague question. I would say that, you know, we have a tendency to want to start with our cleaning products. And honestly, we should be looking at, so Samantha, you know, when you're flying in an airplane and the oxygen mask falls down, who's supposed to put it on first so that you can take care of everyone else?
Right.
And it's no different with the products that we're using. If you're just going to swap out your cleaning products first, you're doing that because you're like, oh, well, this is the thing that affects everybody in the house. Really look at what you can do to take care of you first. It's okay to be selfish when it comes to your health and your body. So I tell people swap out your skincare stuff first. So anything you're putting on your skin, that's your largest organ, you know, it absorbs everything. So change that first, make those changes first, your skincare, your cosmetics, and then let it snowball out of control from there.
Yeah, it is. It can be a snowball for a lot of people, for sure.
And have fun with the process.
A great kind of snowball. Yeah.
And that's, I mean, have fun with the process. Let it snowball out of control. Let it be crazy.
And like pick up some people on the way and they'll all just be rolling in your big snowball of health.
That's what I did in a town of 72.
Love it. Well, Melissa, this has just been an absolute treasure to have you on the show. Before you go, what's the best way for people to learn more about your offerings?
Head on over to melissapepping.com. That's honestly the best place to follow me and see what I'm up to next, get any updates. And at thechemicalfreehome.com, if you're on social media, make sure you find me on Instagram. I tend to be a little bit real over there, so it gets interesting. So make sure you follow me on Instagram, Melissa_Pepping. And of course, all over Facebook. If you find me at Melissa Pepping Entrepreneur, you'll get your daily dose of business motivation there. And I look forward to seeing all of you guys.
That was Melissa Pepping of melissapepping.com. We'll put links to her websites in the show notes here. If you're wondering how to spell her name, it's MelissaPepping. MelissaPepping.com. We'll see you all back here next week. We have some amazing interviews lined up. Every Tuesday, new episodes come out. Be sure to share with your friends with whatever podcast app you're listening to. And don't forget to check out this week's sponsors, fabletics.com/revolution to get two pairs of leggings for just $24. warbyparker.com/revolution to try on up to 5 pairs of glasses, absolutely free. And thirdlove.com/revolution to try on your perfect fitting bra at 15% off. We'll catch you next week back here on the Essential Oil Revolution. As always, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, guys, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.